Now listen close. The seventh angel of Revelation 10:7 is the seventh church age messenger. See? Now watch. And in the days, now watch here. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Now, sounding forth this messenger, the seventh angel here, is sounding forth his message to the Laodicean church. Notice his type of message. Now, it wasn't to the first angel, wasn't given that, second angel, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, but it is the seventh angel that had this type of message. What was it? Notice his type of message, finishing all the mysteries of God that are written in the book. The seventh angel is winding up all the mysteries that's laying loose-ended all out through these organizations and denominations. The seventh angel gathers them up and finishes the entire mystery. That's what the Bible said. Finishes the mystery of the written book. Now let's note a few of these mysteries. And if you want to write them down, first I'll take what Scofield says here, and Matthew 13. If you'd like to type some of them down, if you haven't got a Scofield Bible, you might read what he thinks some of the mysteries are. Now, in the 11th verse, and he answered and said unto them, because it's given to you, his disciples, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but not to them, but to them it is not given. The mysteries. Here's the mystery. A mystery is scripture, is a previously hidden truth, now divinely revealed, but which is a supernatural element still remains despite the revelation.